SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Justice Department is dropping both criminal cases against Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking to dismiss the 2020 election interference case and the classified documents case. In new court papers, prosecutors cited longstanding Justice Department policy shielding presidents from prosecution while in office. And they're dropping the cases because the same protections apply to the president-elect. A Trump spokesman called it a major victory for the rule of law. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, forecasts are warning of possible winter storms across the U.S. during Thanksgiving week. Julie Walker has more.
Rain and snow in parts of the country could interrupt Thanksgiving week travel. In California, where a person was found dead in a vehicle submerged in floodwaters over the weekend, authorities braced for more precipitation while grappling with flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday.
He says the East Coast could see snow and rain for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
Diplomats and other officials say there have been several sticking points in ceasefire talks in the war between Israel and Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah. Israel's military has killed nearly all of the terrorist group's leaders. The world wants to stop regional conflict from spreading after more than a year of fighting. In Alexandria, Virginia, the Justice Department and Google set to make closing arguments in a trial alleging Google's online advertising technology constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Dow adding 382 points, the NASDAQ up 24. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse looking for volunteers.
The Giant Christian Relief Agency is often seeking people to head to the scene of a natural disaster and help people out. But right now, they simply need folks who are willing to pack up shoeboxes full of gifts for poor kids around the world. The annual Operation Christmas Child is in full swing, and all those boxes have to be checked, collated, and prepared for delivery at processing centers in cities such as Atlanta, Denver, and Baltimore. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for embattled Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, the Hindu nationalist government there is barring ministries and NGOs from receiving any funding from outside of the country. ICC says for the first time, India's Ministry of Home Affairs has listed religious conversion activities as a reason for blocking foreign funding of certain non-governmental organizations. This is SRN News. It's become an annual thorny issue for some. How to keep political disagreements among family members at a minimum during Thanksgiving celebrations. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has some thoughts on the problem.
It's time for families to gather together for Thanksgiving meals this week, less than a month after one of the most bitter political elections in recent memory.
For the most part, we all get along.
This Louisville, Kentucky turkey farmer, Melina Slaughter, says the one thing that won't be served at her family's Thanksgiving feast.
We don't ever bring politics up at Thanksgiving. It's about family. It's about, you know, hanging out with our kids and teaching them how to be thankful.
It sounds like there may be more arguments over jelly or whole berry cranberry sauce and which football game to watch. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.